The shores of this resort city are usually packed during the holiday season, but after a Russian plane, which had taken off from here, crashed in late October, killing all 224 people on board in an apparent terrorist attack, business has plummeted. Business owners say most of their income used to come from Russian and British tourists, but both countries have suspended direct flights to Sharm el-Sheikh.
There's no work. They say we're operating at 30% or 35% capacity, but there's nothing.
Officials are actively courting tourists from Saudi Arabia and other wealthy Arab countries, but workers say the increase in business from the Gulf has not been nearly enough to make up for their losses. The tourism sector, one of Egypt's largest industries and main sources of foreign income, has been reeling since the uprising in 2011. Egyptian tourists, who now appear to make up the bulk of the visitors here in Sharm el-Sheikh, say fear may be keeping people away, but daily life for vacationers has not changed.
Beautiful city. I visit many places. I went to Paris, London, Zurich, Switzerland, Arabic countries, many of them, but I didn't find a city like this city. It's so beautiful, really.
Officials had hoped 2015 would see the complete recovery of the industry after a nearly 30% increase in 2014. But the plane crash and the killing of 8 Mexican tourists who were mistaken for militants by the Egyptian military while on a desert safari in September have left many attractions across Egypt desolate.
We don't know what will happen after 5 minutes, so we cannot talk about next year.
Officials trying to revive the industry say they are hopeful 2016 will be better. Egypt's natural and ancient treasures may attract different groups at different times, they say. But in the end, the visitors will always come back.